Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainas Tazayinim Abayz. We're holding on to Tazayinim Abayz, 9 lines from the top, Va'imer Lefneim. So the Mishnah mentioned, Va'imer Lefneim Esim Va'arba Brachos Shemen Esish Abachol Yoy, U'maisa Filei Noichesh. It said on the Tainas for a lack of rain, so the Shliach Tzibur, by Chazara Sashatz, he would add an additional 6 Brachos. But then when you go through the Mishnah, it describes 7 additional brachas. So ask the Gemara, Hani Shei Sheva Havyun. It says that they would add 6, but then it counts 7. Can it not? Like the Mishnah says, it says that on the first bracha, the Chazan would say this, on the second bracha this, and the Mishnah goes all the way until the 7th, and it says, Ala Shviyas Huaymer Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. So how could you tell me that he only added 6? Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, my Shviyas, Shviyas La Aruka. When it says the 7th, it doesn't mean the 7th additional one, it means it's the 7th from the extended bracha, from the bracha of Re'eh, which was extended. So the Rishayna was really referring to the bracha of Re'eh, it wasn't an additional bracha. The 2nd through 7th, those were the additional 6 brachas. Now the Gemara is going to bring 2 braises just to show us that the bracha of Re'eh was extended, and the Gemara is going to bring the entire Braisa, and that's really going to be the entire Amud. So it says the Gemara Kedetani, like we learned in the Braisa, that Begal Yisro Meirich, that in the bracha of Re'eh, the Chazan was Meirich. Now, different shitas in the Rishayna, Meirich both Anenu, Meirich with other tefillas, but he was Meirich. Now that we mention this, the Gemara just brings the whole Braisa. Ubechaisma Huaymer, when he was closing off the bracha of Re'eh, so he changed it, and he said like this. He would say, Mishanas Avram Maharam Mayriyo, Hu Yan Eschem Vishma Kotzakoschem, Yan Mazeh, Baruch Gael Yisrael, Vinoinen Acharav Amen, and everyone would answer Amen. The Chazak Knesses, the Gabbai, Oimer Lahem, he would tell them, Tikku Bnei Aaron, Tikku, blow Shaifer, blow a Tikkia, Vichayzer Vaimer, and then the Shiach Tzibur would continue. And he would say, Mishanas Avisin Al Yamsov, Hu Yan Eschem Vishma Kotzakoschem, Yan Mazeh, Baruch Zeichar Nishkachos, he would say the first additional bracha, Vinoinen Acharav Amen. And everybody would answer Amen. The Chazan HaKnesses, Aymerlehem, the Gabbai would say, Hariyu b'nei Aaron, Hariyu, to blow a Truah. So first it was a Tekiah, this time a Truah. V'chein b'chol Brachu, Bracha, b'achas Aymer Tiku, b'achas Aymer Hariyu. And that's how it continued on with all the additional Brachas, alternating between a Tekiah and a Truah. Mamedvar Mamurim, when is this the Seder? When is that the Seder at Tfilah? That's Begvulan. That's when you're outside the Mikdash. Avoba Mikdash, when you're inside the Azara. So then Einu came. That wasn't the Seder, rather. And we're gonna say soon what the Seder was. But the reason why this wasn't the Seder is the fish ain't ayin and amin b'mikdash, because you don't answer amin in the base of mikdash, you answer baruch shem kiva machusa loylam vaid. Uminayin chain ayin and amin b'mikdash. How do we know that we don't answer amin, rather we say baruch shem? Says the Gemara Shenemar, as the pasuk says, describing the Bayi Sheni, it says Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem in Olam Ad Olam Yivaruchu Shem Kuvaydecha. It says that when they had a bracha, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem Min Olam Ad Olam. So first of all, you see the nusach of the bracha was different. You put in these words Min Olam Ad Olam, and then what did people answer? Not Amen. Rather, they were Mevarich Shem Kuvaydecha. They were Mevarich to Shem Hashem Baruch Shem Kivod Machus Olam Vayed Umrayim Makol Brachu Tila. So now Yachla Kol Brachu Is Kulan Leite Yelatila Acha. I might think that you say one Baruch Shem at the end of all of the brachos. Tamu Leimar Umaraima Mal Kol Brachu Tehila. That by every bracha Tehila, Akol Bracha Tein Lo Tehila. By every bracha, there should be a separate Tehila, a separate praise to Hashem. So what was the Seder at Tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara now, repeating the entire thing that we just said, just instead of Baruch Shem, instead of the regular bracha, it's going to be a different Nusach HaBracha and a different answer. It was Baruch Shem instead of Amen. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that the Shliach Tzibur would say, Baruch Hashem Elokim, Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOilam Ad HaOilam, Baruch Gal Yisrael. That was the Nusach HaBracha. And everyone would answer, not Amen, but they would answer Baruch Shem. V'chazak Knesses, again, the Gabbai would say, Aymer Lam, Tiku, Kaihanim, B'nei Aaron, Tiku. He would tell them to blow a tekiah. V'chayzer v'aymer mishanas avram b'har meiria hu yan eschem v'yishman v'kol tzakoschem ha'yoyim hazeh baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'ilam v'ad ha'ilam zoichar ha'nishkachos v'heim ha'inen, and then everyone would answer when they heard the bracha v'heim acharav baruch shen k'vam achus ha'ilam v'ad. And then again v'chazen ha'kneses the Gabbai oimer lehem, he would tell them ha'ria kayhanim b'nei Aaron ha'riyu blow a trua v'heim b'chol bracha u'bracha. And that's how it continued with all the brachas. Ba'achas aymer tiku, ba'achas aymer hariyu. He would alternate between a tekiah and a trua. Ad shagayim raskulan, until they finished all the brachas. The kach hinig Rav Chalafta b'tzipayri. Rav Chalafta was manning that they should do like this also in Tzipayri, even though it was outside the mikdash. Rav Chanani ben Tradian b'sichni, and Rav Chanani ben Tradian did the same thing in Sichni. Ukshabad arvel of nechachamim. However, when the chachamim found out about this, Amru, they said, no, lo hayinah hagin kein ela b'shari mizruch b'harabayis. We only do this b'zman hamikdash in the azara. We don't do this outside. The ista amri, and some say, again, so that was the end of the brisa. So again, we brought the whole brisa really just to show that they extended the bracha of Rei. Now the Gemara says that ista amri kedetanya. Some bring a different brisa that says that we extended the bracha of Rei. And again, once we bring the brisa, we're going to bring the whole brisa, and that's going to take us to the end of the amud. Says the Gemara, ista amri kedetanya. Some say they prove and they show that we were Meirich in the seventh, in the Bracha of Re'eh, like we see from the following Braisa. The Braisa says that the Shliach Tzibur was Omer Lefnei and Esrim V'Arba Brachis. He would say on the fast day 24 Brachis Shmin Esrei, 24 Brachis Chazar Sashatz. There was the Shmin Esrei Shebechol Yayim, the regular classic 18 Brachis of Shmin Esrei. U'maisef Alein Oy Sheish, and then he was Maisef an additional 6. V'Aisan Sheish Heichan Oymeran. Where did he put in these extra 6 Brachis? Bengayo L'Rayfi Chayle. Between the Bracha of Re'eh and Rafeinu. Umarech Begula, he extended the Bracha of Re'eh. So that's why we brought the Braisa, now we bring the whole Braisa. V'hin ayin an achar of Amen. And then everyone, when they would hear the Bracha, they would answer Amen. And I'll call Bracha, Bracha, and they would answer like that on every Bracha. V'kach ayin ayin b'gvulan. That's how they were noyin outside the Mikdash, that they would answer Amen. Ava b'mikdash hayu ayimrim Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'ilam v'ad ha'ilam Baruch Gal Yisrael. The Nusach HaBracha was a little bit different in the Mikdash. And also, v'lo hayu ayin an achar of Amen. They also didn't answer Amen, rather they answered Baruch Shem. V'kol kach lama, why didn't they answer Amen? L'fishein ayin an Amen b'mikdash, because you don't answer Amen in the base of Mikdash, rather you say Baruch Shem. U'minayin shein ayin an Amen b'mikdash, how do we know that you don't say Amen, that you say Baruch Shem in the base of Mikdash? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the same drasha as before. Kumu baruch was Hashem elokeichem in anuval ha'olam, b'yivaruchu shein kuvaydecha. And then the Gemara also brings that we darshan from Umreimim Makol Brachu Tehila, that Akol Brachu Bracha Tein Lai Tehila, that each and every individual Bracha has its own Baruch Shem. You don't say one general Baruch Shem at the end. Take out the two dots in the Tan Rabbanan. This is a continuation of the Braisa. And the Braisa now describes what the Seder HaTefila was in the Mikdash. Al Rishonis Uaymer. On the first bracha, on the bracha of Re'eh, so the Chazan would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Baruch Gal Yisrael, v'hin ayin an acharav, and everyone would answer, Baruch Shem k'va machus ha'olam v'ayad. The Chazan ha'kineses ha'imer, the Gabbai would say, Tikku kehanim tikku, blow a tikkia, v'chayzer v'imer, mishanes avram b'haram ha'iriya, v'yane eschem v'yishnu kol tzakoschem yoyim hazeh, and then the Shliach Tzibur would conclude the bracha, that would say the second bracha. V'alashni hu ha'imer, on the second bracha, he concluded, and he would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Baruch Zoycha Nishkachos, v'hin ayin an acharav, and everyone would answer, not Amen, but they would answer, Baruch Shem Kivul Machusa Leilam Vayet. The Chazna Knesset Aimer Ariyu Bnei Aaron Ariyu, the Gabbai would say to blow a Trua, V'aimer Mishanes HaVesein Al Yamsuf V'yane Eschem V'yashem Kol Tzakoschem Yoyim Hazeh, and then the Shliach Tzibur would continue and he would conclude the Bracha, V'im Marian, V'taykin, Marian, and they would blow a Trua, Tekiah and a Trua, V'chim B'chol Bracha U'Bracha, and that's how it continued by every Bracha, V'achas Aimer Tiku, V'achas Aimer Ariyu, he would say Tekiah, then he would say Trua, and it could be Tekiah really means Tekiah Trua Tekiah, and Trua means Trua Tekiah Trua. But that's what alternated between what the main bracha, what the main blow was, a tekiah or a trua. Ad sheyigmar es habrachos kulan, until he finished all the brachos. V'kachinig Rav Chalafta v'tzipari Rav Chanani ben Tradian b'sichni. That's how they were noig also, even though they were in outside the mikdash. V'kshabad davrei etzoh chachamim amru lo hayinoigin kenal b'shari mizrach u'baharabayis. And the chachamim, they protested. They said that no, that's only something that we do in the mikdash, and we don't do that b'gvulan.